drinking, drugs, and driving. Alcohol. More traffic deaths on the nation's highways are caused by alcohol than any other single cause. In North Dakota, nearly half of the traffic deaths involve drivers who have been drinking prior to the crash. There is evidence proving that if you drink, even just a little, your chances of a crash are 7 times greater than if you were completely sober. Alcohol is a drug that slows the activity of the brain. When alcohol enters the stomach, it goes directly into the blood and other parts of the body. It reduces the amount of oxygen that reaches the brain cells. Alcohol directly affects a person's ability to drive. When a person drinks increasing amounts of alcohol, the degree of impairment and the intensity of the effect will rise rapidly. The amount or concentration of alcohol in the blood or breath is known as alcohol concentration, or AC. 3 factors influence a person's AC. 1, the alcohol content. In the average drink, the alcohol content is about the same, whether it's a 12-ounce can of beer, a 4-ounce glass of wine, or a 1-ounce glass of scotch or whiskey. Remember that, in reality, mixed drinks at home or in a lounge vary to a great degree. Drinks at a private party tend to be quite a bit stronger. 2. The period of time over which the alcohol was consumed. The more alcohol you consume, the longer it takes to sober up. Time is the only way to eliminate alcohol from the bloodstream. This process is relatively slow and will not be quickened by drinking coffee, taking cold showers, or exercising. 3. The person's lean body weight. Larger people have more blood and fluids, which will dilute the alcohol consumed more than in a smaller person. Effects of alcohol. 1. Alcohol slows down reactions. 2. Alcohol impairs vision. 3. Alcohol interferes with concentration. 4. Alcohol dulls judgment. 5. Alcohol creates a false sense of confidence. Alcohol is a drug that depresses the central nervous system and slows down brain activity. Alcohol in the bloodstream slows reaction time, interferes with the driver's vision, and causes dangerous situations to appear not so dangerous. Implied consent. Upon receiving your license to operate a motor vehicle in North Dakota, you have given your consent to a chemical test to determine the level of alcohol and or drug content in your blood, breath, urine, or saliva. If you refuse to take the test, your license will be revoked for 180 days to 3 years. Remember, a chemical test can help you. If you are not legally intoxicated, the test will show it. Driving while under the influence. If a chemical test reveals that you have 0.08%, 0.08%, or greater of alcohol in your blood, or 0.2% if under the age of 21, you are considered legally to be under the influence of alcohol. The penalties for driving in this dangerous condition are harsh. What will happen to your driving privileges? There are 2 separate penalties involved under the DUI law. One is an administrative license penalty, the other is a court conviction penalty. Your driving privileges may be suspended through either or both processes. If you have an alcohol concentration, AC, of 0.8% or more, or 0.2% or more if you are under age 21, your license will be suspended for 91 days, first offense in 7 years, 180 days, first offense, AC 0.18 or greater in 7 years, 365 days, second offense in 7 years, 2 years, second offense, AC 0.18 or greater in 7 years, 2 years, third and subsequent offense in 7 years, 3 years, third and subsequent offense, AC 0.18 or greater in 7 years. If you refuse to take either an AC test or a roadside preliminary breath test, PBT, your license will be revoked for 180 days to 3 years. Work permits can be issued after serving at least 30 days of suspension or after serving at least 14 days if participating in the 24/7 sobriety program. Work permits can only be issued to repeat offenders if they are participating in the 24/7 sobriety program. There are also harsh penalties for driving while your license is suspended or revoked after an alcohol-related violation, 4 days mandatory minimum jail sentence, and a fine of up to $1,000. The license plates and registration card for your vehicle may be impounded for the length of the suspension or revocation. What happens if you're convicted? If convicted through the court process, in addition to losing your driving privilege, you also face mandatory fines and jail sentences. First conviction, $500 fine. First conviction if the AC is 0.16% or greater, at least $750 fine and 2 days imprisonment. The term of imprisonment may be converted to community service. Second conviction within 7 years, $1,000 fine and 10 days in jail and at least 12 months in the 24/7 sobriety program as a mandatory condition of probation. Third conviction within 7 years, $2,000 fine and 120 days in jail and participation in the 24/7 sobriety program as a mandatory condition of probation. Fourth or subsequent offense, $2,000 fine and 1 year and 1 day in jail and participation in the 24/7 sobriety program as a mandatory condition of probation. In addition, all convicted offenders are required to submit to a mandatory alcohol addiction evaluation and complete any recommended treatment. These are just the minimum penalties. It could be worse. What happens if you cause a serious injury or death? In addition to the minimum penalties for DUI, if you are involved in a crash and cause a serious injury to another, you will spend an additional 90 days in jail. If you cause the death of another, your time in jail is extended by 1 year. What happens to your insurance? If you refuse to take an AC test, or if convicted of a DUI, the law requires you to show proof of financial responsibility, SR 22 insurance coverage. Typically, motor vehicle insurance is obtained to satisfy this requirement. Chances are your annual motor vehicle insurance rates could double or even triple. Reporting impaired driving. If you exhibit or encounter out-of-the-ordinary driving that would indicate alcohol impairment, anyone can report this to law enforcement by dialing 911. Open container law. It is illegal for anyone, driver or passenger, to drink alcoholic beverages in or on a motor vehicle. You cannot legally have an open container in your vehicle. The seal cannot be broken. Any open containers must be placed in the trunk of the vehicle. Minor in possession or consumption law. Persons under 21 years of age are prohibited from purchasing, consuming, or possessing alcoholic beverages. Drugs. Drugs and driving do not mix. Even certain cold tablets and capsules can affect your driving ability by making you drowsy at the wheel. Read all directions carefully. As with alcohol, operating while under the influence of a narcotic drug is especially dangerous. Not only do you endanger your life, but you also endanger the lives of others using the same road. The harsh penalties that deal with operating under the influence of alcohol also apply to narcotic drugs.